Well, I really do believe, I really gave them the benefit of the doubt the entire time I was there, and I really believe that the people that were running it were not right, because I could just tell by their associations and what they were interested in for entertainment and things they did in their spare time didn't reflect in my eyes, or according to the Word of God, what a true Christian. So I thought, the people that are running this ministry are not true Christians. They're involved in corrupt living. But I still gave the Swaggers the benefit of the doubt, and I believe that they were still right. But over the summer, after I left and I had to separate myself, the Holy Spirit began to deal with me and convict me and show me things. And, you know, he confirmed what he was telling me through other friends of mine who had the exact same experience. And it began with things that were said at the pulpit that pricked my heart with conviction. It began with the Expositor Study Bible. It began to trouble me when I would read Scripture, and the Holy Spirit would speak something to me personally from that Scripture, what he was trying to teach me. Then if I dropped down and read the commentary, it was completely opposite. They were fighting against each other, and I was just praying to God, what is going on here? And really, I became to the point where I felt that by the midpoint of summer, that I had to look to the very root, the source of the corruption has to go to the head of the ministry. The buck has to stop at Jimmy and Francis. And I do believe that there is a corrupt root that has taken a hold, and there's a stronghold of just lawlessness, and it's very powerful, and I just had to walk away, but I don't read the Expositor Study Bible anymore. I had to put it away, and I had to go back to a regular King James Bible. And I really do feel and realize that there is just a false doctrine. There's a false teaching, and it began to show me in the fruit of the people. And I'm not talking about just the regular people that I went to church with, a lot of very sincere people. I'm talking about people in leadership. The fruit of their lives was lawlessness, corruption, sin, covering up sin, bullying, intimidation for anybody that really wants to point out sin. Something's wrong. Something's wrong when we're covering up sin and we're calling it our little struggles. And I tell them that's not the message of the cross.